3, 2, 1.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wow, that ends so quick, doesn't it?
It's over, maybe. It's over.
From Zurich, Calcutta, Bangkok to the Jersey Shore, we are the Tastemakers.
Going live around the world right now at LATalkRadio.com.
11 o'clock Tuesday morning.
Straight up, beautiful day here in Southern California.
I got a comment still about that, how quickly the music just ends.
You said that the last 3 weeks, it ends, let's move on.
So
it's a beautiful September,
thing.
Actually, September 2nd,
September
2nd. Great, huh?
Yeah, we got the Halloween stuff is already out in the stores.
Yeah, the pumpkin latte at Starbucks, which has no pumpkin in it, and the fall, the feel of fall is starting to get in the air. It's hard to see that, though, even though we got like 98 degrees here, right?
Isn't it crazy? I mean, we go from literally over the weekend from August to now we're 3.5 weeks away from being into October.
Yeah.
Cold weather.
Halloween.
Dark early.
Yep.
Just like that. I think it's the Labor Day. Just like Memorial Day weekend. All of a sudden, you're into May. You get to Memorial Day weekend and bingo,
summer.
Summer.
Right.
And then just as quick as it comes, it goes just as quick.
Yep. Taking down all the bunting around the house. All the flags are coming down and all the 4th of July stuff. The red, white, and blue is going down. And it's a big change around the neighborhood now.
Yep. But one thing that hasn't changed is the temperature. Like you said, we're still in the triple digits over the weekend.
Yep.
It was, I think, 99, had that air conditioning cranking. And another hot one today. However, I think a couple degrees cooler than the weekend, which is fantastic.
Yeah, bring it. I got to say, you know, I love the heat, but I've had enough of it this summer. We haven't had rain since February here, and everything is dry and
As I'm watering the lawn this morning, I'm thinking the same thing. We need the rain.
Yeah, well, big time. I hate the rain, but I got to say, we need the rain. We need to get some of those Indians to come out here and do the rain dance.
The rain dance, yeah.
Maybe that'll make a difference.
Because it's too dry.
Everything's brittle and cracking.
Just drying up, and it's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Shout out to our sponsor. If it wasn't for our sponsor, we wouldn't be here today.
Ranch-organics.com along with
Steamboat Company.
I had like a brain fart.
Yes, based in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Steamboat Soap Company.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Did you
steamboatsoap.com. Yeah.
To give us that like aftershave stuff a couple weeks ago.
It.
I like the bottles. Where were we over the week? We were in Fashion Island with the family.
Fashion Island in Newport Beach. You got to let people know that. We've got listeners in Mozambique. We've got some listening to us right now in Casablanca, Johannesburg, London, Edinburgh. They're all over the place listening to us. So if you just say we're at Fashion Island, these people don't know where you're talking about.
Well, we were at Fashion Island over the weekend and
in Newport Beach.
Something. It was a store, and they were selling a skin cream item that had the same bottle as the Ranch Organics, and I thought it was Ranch Organics.
Great.
We know they're in Anthropology.
But Anthropology stores around the country and in London.
Mark, let's start off the show like we do every Tuesday with celebrity birthdays.
There's a lot of them.
Believe it or not, there's 47 of them today.
Wow.
However, only about 10 of them that were noteworthy, because they put pretty much everybody out there nowadays. And in fact, this is a new category that I've not seen before, but today 4 people are celebrating their birthdays. They are listed as video web stars.
Oh,
so I guess that must be from YouTube. And guy,
that's right. That's the big thing now, you know.
This is the first time I've seen it, so there's 4 of them today. I'm only recognizing one of them because of the interesting name. His name is Chazzo of Topic. That is the name he goes by. Evidently, that's his YouTube name. But Chazzo of Topic, he's 18. And speaking of 18, all these other three other web stars, they're all under the age of 19.
Got to be young now. 18 and 19, right?
Mark Harmon, he celebrates how many candles today?
I'd say 63.
Yep, right in the button. You must have looked it up today.
I did not.
He looks younger than that.
Yeah, he does.
I was thinking 57, 58.
He's something, this guy, because, you know, he had a full-fledged ongoing network career back in the early 80s. And here we are, you know, with St. Elsewhere. And then he had his movies in the mid-80s. And here we are in 2014. He's making $500,000 an episode and he's got like the second or third highest rated show on TV.
Yeah, he reinvented himself.
Yeah, I love when people reinvent themselves.
Yeah, so kudos to him. Yep. 63, like you said, I didn't think he was older than 57 or 58, so kudos.
Oh, I can pick him. I know these guys.
48 candles on her birthday cake today, Selma Hayek.
Hmm.
She's married to
Javier Bardem,
there,
right?
You go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 48 for her.
Wow.
Celebrating big 50 today, Keanu Reeves.
50, huh?
50. He looks good for 50.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks good for 50.
Yeah, he does.
Tamara Barney.
Never heard of her.
Tamara Barney. Yes, you have. You keep on asking me, doesn't she have the tequila line? She's one of the housewives of Orange County. You keep on asking if she's got that tequila line, but it's her ex-husband.
Well, I'm asking about the ex-husband. I'm not asking about her. I know the ex-husband had it.
No, but you thought that she did. I'm the one that said it's the husband.
I never thought the girl had. Never, Matt. Never.
Yep. Yep. Terry Bradshaw, 66 today.
And looks every bit of it.
Met him at the Kentucky Derby a couple years ago. Going, what a crab he was. Bumped into him at the Brown Hotel.
Sometimes they're crabby.
Yeah. But he looks like a crab, doesn't he?
Yeah.
66.
Well, when you're old and bald, you always look like a crab. All he needs is his reading glasses, and that's just a lock for
a
crab.
3 years older than Mark Harmon, and looks like at least 10 years separates the two of them.
Yeah, that's how it is sometimes.
Lennox Lewis.
I met him at the Kentucky Derby again in the green room.
Ex-heavyweight champion of the world. He was good for a while.
We walked into the green room to get our champagne. There he is standing right there.
Wait a minute. Didn't we literally bump
into
him?
Yeah, I got a picture of him somewhere.
Did he talk to us?
Yeah, we were talking to him. And that we met him right after he was on the season of Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, that's right. Yep. How old today?
I'd say 47.
49.
Okay.
49.
Okay.
Harvey Levin, TMZ fame and...
lawyer extraordinaire.
What was the... court show that he was on that started before Judge Judy and all these other ones with
Harvey
Judge Wapner. Yeah.
Oh, People's Court?
People's Court. He was
Harvey Levin was on People's Court?
He was one of the first ones to greet. Well, he was the one that greeted them after they got grilled. But Harvey Levin, People's Court. Yeah, after they walked out the court, he would interview them. So how'd it go in there with the judge today?
Harvey Levin, the lawyer that already had a career before People's Choice, he's the guy just standing there to interview people when they're leaving?
Yeah, People's Court.
Makes no sense.
Yep. 67.
They got
today.
These half-assed nobodies that are interviewing when you're walking out. Harvey Levin at least had a career.
Well, he did this right from CBS News, so this was where he was launching.
Still, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. Well, that's what I got
today. Matter of
fact,
I don't find it hard to believe. Well, I don't believe it.
I'll research it because that's what I got today.
And it says People's Court?
Yeah. CBS attorney, CBS broadcaster, People's Court to TMZ.
Come on.
Eric Dickerson.
Yeah, we met him, too.
We did.
Yeah, at the Rally for Kids
in
Toronto.
We meet everybody sooner or later.
Yeah. All right, I say he's 61.
Wow. 54.
Okay, not 60, far off. Yeah. Not far off.
Wow, way off.
Not far
off. Jimmy Connors, you could probably get this one pretty easily. I mean, if you're thinking...
Jimmy Connors?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to be 61.
62.
All right.
Camille Grammer.
Yeah, that's the wife of Kelsey, right?
The
first
wife.
Right, the first ex-wife.
Isn't she getting $100 million in the divorce?
Well, they've been divorced for years.
Yeah, but
she got that years ago. Yeah,
years 46.
Ago. Mm-hmm.
And that'll do it, other than Chazo.
She's pretty good for 46.
Chazo Foptic,
yeah.
Who's a celebrity web star. Four of them listed today. I'll have to check tomorrow to see.
Four celebrity web stars.
Today. So.
Hey, I'd like to do a quick shout-out. We've got a couple listeners out there. We got Tommy and Blake out there listening
Tommy
to
Blake.
Us, I hear. Yeah.
Shouldn't they be in school today?
Yeah, they're at college right now. They're listening in.
You bunch of jokers. Get back to class.
Yeah, get back to class, you guys. Tommy, you know what to do. Keep
Tommy,
that guy in line.
You troublemaker.
And Blake, just listen to Tommy, will you?
Hey, Blake, by the way, congrats on your new gig.
Yeah, that's
pretty impressive.
Go.
Yeah.
He's going
to
be an editor for, what's that, SOS or COS?
SEC.
SEC.
Southeastern Conference, you stooge.
Okay. Well, they got a good one.
Yeah,
they
big
got a
shout out. Blake, I did say something on Facebook.
He's become quite the entrepreneur.
I don't think I ever got a response.
Kitrepreneur now, I guess.
Kitrepreneur.
Yeah, he's a
kid
entrepreneur.
Yeah, Southeastern Conference.
He's buying these bobbleheads and selling them for profit.
Yeah, well, get your buttons
here. He's got a full-time gig, goes to school, plus he's got this special independent contractor gig going on. So, way to go, buddy. Way to go, Blake Harris.
Keep making those pizzas, too, pal. I'm going to be coming in there soon. Want another one of those
good pizza.
Blaze pizzas.
Good pizza.
Right on, guys. We'll get back to class.
Yeah, get back to class. Recess is over, Junior.
Recess is over. Are they actually taking a break right now, or are they off school today?
They're in school.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I also want to do a big shout-out to the bobblehead maker that we've got here, Minnie MeCity.com. These guys put together a great mini statuettes of the Harris
but
Brothers.
But they're not bobbleheads.
Right? They're mini statues. The heads do not bobble.
Safer this way, though.
Safer this way. But they're great, and I want to say thank you to MeCity.com. We just completed our little video testimonial. We'll be getting that over to you this afternoon. So thanks, people. Thanks, CMR. Appreciate that.
Also, Mark, I took a photo of both the heads and I already put it out there on social media, so everybody following is going to get a little present to
love it.
Kind of creeping away, aren't they?
Well, you know, some say they are, some say they're not. But
I sure
it's
do
nice
like
them.
I do like it better than it being the bobblehead because there's less chance of losing the head. You know, as it's bobbling, it might crack or when you put it up against something. This way, there's no threat. However, I feel I still got to be just driving out here today. I felt like
I want to do a big shout out to Eric Middleman, a new listener today. Eric,
hey, Eric, welcome to the show. Hopefully, you got my email this morning. Right on, buddy.
Yeah, I think he's a first time listener. So Eric, pass the word. Put us out there on social media: LinkedIn, Flickr, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace. Put them out there that the Harris Brothers are live on LATalkRadio.com around the world at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Not just on social media, Mark. Eric, while you're at it, get out there, tell your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, even your enemies. Tell them about the show. Tell them to tune in. It's always one
hour a week.
We are the tastemakers.
Yeah. And even if you miss us, you can still. This is the great thing about internet radio. Unlike a lot of other radio shows, you can go to LATalkRadio.com. Find the Tastemakers on Channel 2. See all our old shows. If you missed today's show, hit the link, take it up, open it up. I listen to it when I'm washing my car. You know, the last week's episode?
The last couple weeks when we were here last week, but 2 weeks ago we were out of town. We couldn't make it, but we listened to an old episode anyhow.
With the internet radio, you never miss
and
a show.
How about our friends, Mark, the Brents, who live in Australia?
I think they're listening to us right now.
Well, they
right?
don't listen live. It's already tomorrow morning, or it's 4 in the morning. Anyhow, but they listen to us all the time on,
there
I don't
want
to say tape delay, but fantastic. LATalkRadio.com.
Anywhere, anytime, especially if you've got an iPad, iPhone, iTouch, Android, laptop, desktop.
By the way, Mark, our buddy Eric Rice in Tennessee, small town in Tennessee, he's listening as well as he's driving his forklift.
This is great.
He's a forklift driver out there in Tennessee.
This is fantastic.
But, keep listening, Eric.
Spread the word. Tell two. As Alec Hamill used to say in the 80s,
oh boy.
Tell two friends, we'll tell two friends. And you keep spreading it and spreading it and spreading it. So, guys, pass the word, will you? All those people listening, the world of social media dictates the success of any new enterprise today. So go out there and help us along.
Fantastic. Mm. How was that long Labor Day weekend?
It was nice. I saw a couple movies.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I didn't ask you. How were they? What did you see again?
I saw The Expendables 3. Okay. And if you like a popcorn movie with
action.
A lot of action packed,
you
got to say this movie had too much action. There was too much.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Maybe a 6 or 7. Probably the least favorite of The Expendables. 1
PG.
Was great. 2 was PG-13.
Yeah.
But they used the F word in there, which was strange. But
you can do that in PG-13?
No, you can't. At least I didn't think you could. That's why you get up a PG-13. But they used the F word. And there, I don't know how many thousands of people got blown away in this movie. It was unbelievable.
Too much?
Yeah.
Overkill? Literally?
I think so, yeah. Because that made it just seem like, oh, come on. Enough of this, enough of that. But, you know, it's great because you're seeing all the cameos. You've got Kelsey Grammer, Harrison Ford. Even Robert Davi was in there for a couple of minutes.
Oh, fantastic.
And then our buddy from our gifting suite, Victor Cruz, I don't think he had 3 words in the whole movie.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Was he in the last one?
No. This was the first one.
Okay.
And it was
well,
a
he's
letdown.
A boxer. He's probably limited with his acting skills.
Right.
And like you, my friend.
Yeah, they had about 3 words, I think, in there. But, again, I like to have...
Well, 3 words, but was he in throughout the film?
No. Half. See, the premise of the movie was Sly Stallone decides that the old crew, they're too old to keep going.
Oh.
So he lets them go to get the new crew, which is absolutely ridiculous.
He's got
to
rehash
when
it.
But you rehash it with really good seasoned people. But one of the people... He rehashed it with Antonio Banderas and a girl. You can't
who's the female?
I don't know. Never seen her before. Mm. But you can't get rid of Dolph Lundgren.
Wait, Dolph Lundgren wasn't in it?
Well, he was. He was in the first group.
Yeah.
And then naturally, at the third portion of the movie, he realizes he needs the team back again, so they come back again.
Mm.
And then the last one we saw was the November Man with Pierce Brosnan.
How was that?
Always good as a spy, but again... It was one of these far too complicated storylines.
Too many names, too many characters.
It's tough to follow until the very ending, and then
not
you figure out who did what to who.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So, how many on the scale, on the Harris scale?
Maybe against 6 or 7. Without Pierce Brosnan.
They were saying in the news this morning that it's been a less than spectacular summer of movies.
And who would have figured Guardians of the Galaxy was number one biggest movie
of
the year?
Almost 300 million.
Biggest movie of the year.
Yeah.
My son keeps telling me, you got to go see it. I'm just not into that crap.
Yeah.
I'm passing on the Guardians.
So what other blockbusters came and went? Was there a Spider-Man movie this year?
Yeah, in April.
Was there a Transformers movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Yeah, we didn't have Iron Man this year, though.
You know, I got to say, I hate to say it, the last movie I saw was Chef. It was fantastic, though.
Yeah,
it was a strong 8, but that was the last movie I saw. I guess because there's nothing worthy.
It's nothing exciting.
Expendables, I wouldn't mind seeing it, but no rush to get out there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Any good previews? Because we like the previews.
Oh, actually, yes, there were two good previews.
Come on.
The new Robert Downey Jr., Robert Duvall drama, The Judge. Great.
Is Duvall playing the judge?
And Billy Bob Thornton, of course. Fantastic. Of course he's the judge. His father, Robert Downey's father.
Fantastic.
And then another great one. Now, I heard about The Judge. I knew this was coming. But the other one, the new Johnny Depp picture, I didn't know anything about this thing. It's coming out in February.
Yeah.
Mordecai. It's fantastic. Have you heard of it?
I have.
It looks great.
Who does he play?
An English gentleman.
That's right.
Who comes out here to L.A.
Yeah.
Looks fantastic.
Yeah. Well, he needs something.
One of these upper crest comedic type English gentlemen.
Mordecai. Yeah. Well, he's busy. He does a lot of pictures. Nothing makes money unless it's a Alice in Wonderland or a Pirates of the Caribbean one, right?
And which he's doing another Pirates of the Caribbean. So,
must be getting 30 million plus the back end big time. He's going to walk away with 100 mil.
Yeah, at least.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So The Judge and Mordecai.
How was the theater? Empty?
What do I call it? The November Man, not a seat in the house.
Wow.
And Expendables.
This week.
It wasn't even in the top 10.
Wow.
It's a smaller picture.
Yeah.
You know, Expendables, this is the third or fourth weekend, so that was about half full.
You know what movie came out, and I can't even think of the name, with Kevin Kline, where he plays Errol Flynn?
Yeah.
What's the name of that one?
It's Being Robin Hood or Chasing Robin Hood? Living Robin Hood? Something like that. Robin Hood's in the title.
Yeah, at the New Art Theater in Santa Monica. Got to get out there.
Is that the only
it.
Place?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not at the Lamel on Sunset Strip?
Oh, maybe that was it.
Yeah.
It's only at one theater, maybe it's the Lamel.
I think it's that.
Yeah, okay. Only one theater. Got to get out. Got to check that out, though, but I don't know when.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to be there long. I mean, how could you make a movie and really... I know there's...
Yeah, that's how some of these are.
Yeah.
You know, first off, nobody remembers who Errol Flynn was.
Yeah.
So it's tough to get
a wide release
picture.
See that? I can't believe I haven't been to the theater since Chef. What's coming out? Anything on the horizon?
And that's the funny thing, too, because at this time of the year, you're going to start seeing the previews for the Christmas pictures. And there was not only the Christmas pictures, but Christmas pictures. You know, like Christmas with the Cranks, Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
I don't know of anything that's coming out.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Well, in addition to the movies this weekend, which I didn't see, college football started this week, and I'm a big college football junkie. Big shout out to USC for that overwhelming win over, Fresno State. They were favored by 21. They beat them by like 38. But great weekend for college football. If you like college football, Notre Dame won. They're my team. They won. They're playing Michigan this weekend. Some big games this weekend. And the NFL starts this weekend. We're gone this weekend. We're in Edmonton for the Canadian Country Music Awards. Same time last year, Mark. So I didn't catch any of the games. They did have some of the games on TV, but for most part.
Well, you go one weekend without games. You'll have plenty of games the following weekend.
Yeah, I know, but it's a big weekend. NFL starts on Thursday. Green Bay at Seattle, which is going to be a good one. The returning Super Bowl champion, which is supposedly they're going to be the first team expected to win back-to-back since the Patriots did back in 2002.
Who won this last year?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, so they're expected to win again back-to-back?
Yep. Mm-hmm. First time since the Patriots back in 2003 or 2004.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
It's hard to believe.
It just goes to show you how tough that gig is.
Mm-hmm.
But big weekend. We're gone this weekend in, where I said, Canada, Edmonton. Like it up there.
Yeah. You know, it's I love it. It's like the Twilight Zone. You know, you're in another country, but the people look the same. We all talk the same. Everything's pretty much the same except the money. The money's funny.
Yeah. And the money is funny.
And also, another thing that's different between here and Canada, everybody's so nice and polite and friendly and helping.
Yeah.
You're not going to find any road rage, no flight fights, no anger issues. Everybody is easy going.
Very refreshing. Good weather, too. It's supposed to be like in the high 60s.
75 on Sunday is what I saw. Yeah. Sunny and 75 on Sunday, which is unlike Edmonton at this time of the year.
Yeah, last year we were here there. It was raining, I think. It was cold. And the hotel we were staying at, the air conditioning was not working, though.
By the way, our listeners in Canada, we will be staying at the Westin in downtown. So if you're in the area, if you're in the Westin, come on by and say hello. Call for us. Hey, you want to talk to the Harris brothers in the suite, whatever, because we will be in the suite.
Ron Rondeau, we will be looking for you. He's the, I like his card, Mark. He's a major executive. That's his title.
Major executive?
Not account executive, major executive.
I like that.
That's different. Major what, though? Major, is it major like lieutenant or major like Major
Like Major
Tom?
Matt Nelson. I don't know. Yeah.
Major Nelson. Yeah. Major Nelson. I Dream of Jeannie.
Right.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
But
so we'll be leaving Thursday morning from LAX, thank goodness, on LA Air Canada. But I mean, thank goodness, Air Canada is a great airline, but LAX is terrible.
Yeah. Last time we flew to Canada, it wasn't Air Canada, it was that other Canadian line. Do you remember what it
was?
Yeah,
it was through...
With a W?
Yeah. Trans something or other, I think. Yeah, I don't like that one. I like Air Canada.
Do we get TVs?
No. As a matter of fact, you have to download your... if you wanted to listen on the... Actually, this is Rogue Airlines, which is the smaller airline for Air Canada.
Oh, crap. We're flying Rogue Airlines?
Yeah. Have you heard of them?
No.
Yeah, Rogue is the smaller airline of Air Canada. And if you want to listen to music or whatever, you've got to have an iPhone. You've got to download their app to your iPhone. I try to, but since I've got the older iPhone, I can't download the app, so it doesn't look like there's any tunes for me.
Rogue Airlines.
Or Air Rogue, yeah. It's the junior airline of Air Canada.
Junior airline.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What time do we leave?
I believe we take off at 10:30.
It's 11:30, 11:40.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And then we go to Vancouver, and we've got a couple-hour layover in Vancouver.
Couple hours in Vancouver. Yep. Well, see, I guess if you're going to get laid over anywhere in
Canada.
You
know, we should have thought of this before we booked the flight, or before we had them book the flight for us. We wanted it earlier, because I guess when we originally thought about it, Matt, we thought we were going nonstop.
Yeah.
Did we go nonstop last year? We must have, because we got there early enough that we had time to go to the reception.
Last year, I think we did, the year before we went to Saskatoon, we didn't. We went to Vancouver first. So
last year you're saying we went to Vancouver too?
Actually, I think not.
We were in Edmonton last year, you know.
Yeah, I think we went to Calgary first.
Calgary.
Calgary. Yeah,
but we must have had an early flight because we had time to go to the reception.
But you know what, though, Mark? I think they asked us what time we wanted
to
fly.
Yeah. But see, we weren't thinking about the reception. We also were not thinking that we would have a stop in Vancouver first. We just thought it's a two-hour flight, three-hour flight. We'll just go straight. So we leave at 11. We'll be there at 2. Is there a two-hour time difference?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's what we're thinking.
Yeah.
We didn't think we forgot we had a stop over, or we went through another city first, then
damn,
a layover to boot, so...
Well,
the reason is we were invited to the reception, Thursday night's opening reception for the Canadian Country Music
Awards. Did we even share with the listeners why we're going up there? Did we say? Oh, Canadian Country Music Awards, which 5 years ago I didn't even know there was such a thing as Canadian Country Music, but let alone an award show. But for the fourth year, we are returning to Edmonton. Well, third year for Edmonton, 2 years ago we're in Saskatoon, and you didn't even know what Saskatoon was 2 years ago. But anyhow, we're going to...
Or did you?
Oh, I did. I did.
Oh, come on. You didn't know what Saskatoon was.
Mark, I worked at the Canadian Country... Canadian concert for years.
Who?
Yeah. But we're heading up to Edmonton for the Canadian Country Music Awards.
Well, not only heading up there, we are producing the official two-day backstage celebrity gifting suite at Rexall Place. It's going to be a heck of a weekend. Gifting Lounge is open on Saturday and Sunday a.m. And heck, I believe you and I are even walking the green carpet on Sunday.
We are.
So we're not only going up there to produce the gifting suite, we are going up there as quasi-celebrities.
Quasi-pseudo,
whatever.
Hey, and let's not forget about the Edmonton. That's right. Football season has started. It is already in full swing in Canada, and we have our invited guest for the Edmonton Eskimos game.
Not just invited guest, to the luxury suite.
Holy mackerel. Are you kidding me?
No, the luxury suite.
We did that last year. Boy, was that fantastic, right?
Yeah. And the good thing is, the great thing is, the Edmonton Eskimos are, I believe, one game behind the Calgary Bulldogs.
I think they're even with the Calgary Stampeders.
There you go.
Yeah, I think
so. It's going to be one heck of a game.
Yeah.
The problem we're going to run into, pal, is that same night we're invited to the Grand Gala for the Canadian Country Music Awards. It's the Black Tie.
Oh, no,
dinner event with open bar and food. Plus, we were invited to sit at the table of one of the biggest
music executives, Sakamoto.
Right, in Canada, and then invited to go afterwards to that special party. So we got a lot of stuff going on Saturday.
Well, Mark, that's a problem that I don't think is a problem. We could always adjust and alternate our schedule to make sure we can make it to every event, even though it's only for a short period of time. Our goal is to make an appearance, stay relevant, and keep on going.
Wow.
So even if that means the Eskimo game for an hour, which, by the way, is open bar.
I love that.
Buffet.
And I know you love that.
I do. And it's the suite, like you said. So it's fantastic. So like I said, even again, if it's only for an hour, we make an appearance there. Then we, you know where the problem lies is it being a formal event. You don't
right.
want to go to the football game dressed.
Just formal.
Yeah. So you sure that one's a formal event?
Well, it
but
is
then
somewhat
again,
formal.
Formal for Canadian country music isn't like formal down here in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah,
yeah. So we'll play it by ear. We'll look at the wardrobe. But speaking of the wardrobe, I still got to go over my wardrobe. We leave in 48 hours, yeah. and I don't have my stuff together.
Yeah, you're right about that too. Because this is when it comes to wardrobe, this is something a little different than when we're going to either Sundance or an event in Miami.
Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, this is the Canadian Country Music Awards. So that being said, what is your wardrobe?
Yeah, well, jeans for sure. We know that.
Yeah,
but
and only jeans, I guess, right?
I think so.
Even
yeah.
for the formal events, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
what I recall
so.
From these formal events. Nobody's actually in a tuxedo.
Right.
Maybe you'll see one or two.
Blazer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Black blazer.
Yeah.
A black jacket with, you know, some of these country western stars. They got those ornate jackets or blazers. You know, they got all these different patterns and stuff on there.
Yeah.
Sort of like, you know, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah. So got to work on that. It shouldn't be too big of a problem, though.
Well,
as far as
again, easier said than done.
Easier said than done. Yeah. Okay. So, but lots of events to attend, and like you said, the green carpet, which I always like it when they do the different carpets. I think for the Soul Train Awards, it was purple, and
yeah,
for the
right.
Kids Choice Awards, it's orange.
Right. Right.
So you don't need the red carpet anymore.
Right.
But I do like the color scheme. Well, the sponsor of the red carpet is John Deere.
Right. Who is also going to be in the gifting suite?
Yeah. What are they gifting?
Hats, T-shirts, coffee
hoodies,
mugs,
right. hoodies and stuff
all
like that.
All that fun stuff.
Well, that should be good. Should be a good event. A lot of activities taking place. And what else was going on over the weekend? Any invites? Oh, we were last Thursday.
What, next
we were,
weekend?
No, last Thursday we were at a networking event at 1010
Wilshire.
Oh, at 1010
Wilshire, right. Downtown L.A., overlooking beautiful downtown Los
yeah.
Angeles.
It sure looks good from 1010 Wilshire.
Yeah.
It's
how high up were we, about 20 floors?
Yeah, 16, I think,
16
but
floors?
It seemed like we were higher because we were overlooking the freeway, which the freeway, the 110 freeway, it's like dropped down. It's like below street level almost. So
right.
It made us appear that we were a couple floors higher. Beautiful evening, networking event.
And again, a good event is when they've got food, booze, parking, celebrity, media wall. They didn't have celebrity except us.
Right.
But they did have the media wall. They did have free parking. They did have the food.
And they do allow smoking. And our friend Scott Robb
right?
from
Scott's
Kenya.
Listening. Big shout out to Scott Robb
yeah.
of Cincinnati,
he
Ohio.
He posted something this morning. I'm not sure if you saw it, saying he's really at a low right now.
Mm.
So not happy to hear that, Scott. If you're
stiff
listening.
Upper lip, Scott. If things aren't going like they should be, just hang in there. Things will get better.
Yeah,
things will.
But
get
Scott
better.
did come out from L.A. or I'm sorry, came out from Cincinnati for business.
Yep.
And we happened to hook up with him, and he turned us on to cigars again.
Yeah, that was the Vault brand, I believe. Right. By the way, did you follow
I did.
Up with?
I did.
Okay.
Toronto.
The Vault
brand from Jack Toronto, located in Miami, Florida. Fantastic.
Great cigars.
Yeah, he was in one of our events. Earlier in this year, and in addition to the event, he provided us with plenty of smokes.
Yeah.
When we were in Lexington for that Comic-Con celebrity appearance thing, he gave us, must have been 30 cigars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And but the Vault is one of his brands.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Good.
And you smoked that. No, you didn't. You smoked
no, I smoked the Monte Cristo.
The Monte Cristo, which
is exceptional.
Yeah. You bring the Vault up to...
I am.
And I'll be bringing my... By the way, I know Sakamoto's giving us a couple Monte Cristos.
Havanas, yeah.
But I think we had to bring a couple extra.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have 4 days there.
Right.
We need
so I'll
one.
Pick up a couple.
Yeah. I know, we're, as is right now, we'll have one for each day, but we need an extra one. Speaking of which, Scott Robb, our buddy from Cincinnati, smokes 10 a week.
That's something, right?
That's
Well, that's one a day, and then on the weekends he does two a day, yeah. I guess. You know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday he'll do two, but the rest of the week
that's
one
a cigar
a day.
Smoker. And how about the generosity? He gave a cigar to that one
woman
for her boyfriend.
That girl, yeah.
He didn't hesitate. He whipped that thing
right
out. She just said, "My boyfriend likes smoking cigars.
Here you go."
Hell, he might smoke one a year. Who knows?
Yeah.
But Scott was generous enough to
provide. Yeah.
But the Vault Cigar from Toronto, and big shout out to 1010 for hosting that event last
year.
You know,
yeah.
we've been invited to these events for years, Mark, and I think we only attended for the first time.
Yeah,
recently.
Yeah. Well, because we've got busy schedules, we've got family, we can't get out to do every event that we're invited to, and these events were just. Mm-hmm. Something we just didn't get around to. It just happened to be in our schedule.
That so that was a good way to start the weekend. I was at a Fashion Island Newport Beach this weekend to do some shopping with the family. They had your car on display there throughout the whole. It's an outdoor mall. The Maserati. The new Maserati?
Oh, yeah. The convertible or hardtop?
They had all hardtops, but they had the one that you like, the new
Gigi?
One.
The Gigi?
Which is the very affordably priced one. But they also had a four-door there that I didn't realize the price
Quattroport.
Was.
Quattroport.
$144,000.
Yeah.
Wow, that's $80,000 different than the new affordable one.
Yeah, the new affordable one is
you and I could each get one of those.
Ghibli,
yeah.
The new one is Ghibli,
and
which means Italian wind in the desert.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
but you and I
Ghibli.
Could each get one of those and have $10,000
yeah.
left over.
And the great thing about the Ghibli is it looks almost exactly like the Quattroport,
yeah.
except a miniature
yeah.
Quattroport.
It
yeah.
did. It was right next, other than being a four-door.
That's one of the things that I really love about the Ghibli. It's a mini Quattroport that is affordable. You can buy... you can buy Porsches for $70,000.
Yeah,
I mean, you can buy Jaguars for $70,000.
I tell you, after seeing that one for $144,000 and me saying, come on, you look at the one for $66,000 or $60,000 or whatever that is, and you go, what a deal.
Right, exactly.
And speaking of Maseratis and beautiful cars, you do see them quite often in Fashion Island, Newport Beach, all over Newport Beach.
Yeah.
In fact, at the mall, we were on our way out. We were stopping off at the Starbucks, which was next to a restaurant. It wasn't like a big fancy steakhouse. I couldn't even tell you the name of the restaurant, but it was not simple. Place big fancy, you wouldn't associate it with being a fancy schmancy restaurant. But out front of the valet was the brand new Californian. Right in back of
color was it?
It was black.
Okay.
Right in back of it was the new Lamborghini. I forgot the name. It's got an interesting name.
Mm-hmm.
Red. And that car with nobody in it just sitting there was a celebrity in itself because
yeah.
everybody was taking photos.
Sure.
And as I'm sitting there waiting, here comes a black convertible Phantom.
Black convertible Phantom?
Yeah. Top up.
What color was the top?
Black. It was black and black, but it was about 77 degrees, which is perfect weather for a convertible. Top up.
Who was driving
it?
Older, younger, male, female?
I had to get out of my seat to see because the windows were tinted. It was a woman.
Okay, that explains
she
it.
She was, I'd say, in her early 60s or late 50s, trying to look younger, pair of super tight jeans, nice heels, expensive pair of sunglasses, came out of the car. Trunk was popped. She got a baby stroller. The valet opened up the passenger seat. I'm thinking, was the baby in the passenger seat? Out from the passenger seat comes a dog. She had a baby stroller for the dog. I've seen that before, too.
Gosh.
But how about that, making a scene? Older woman, black convertible, hot-looking vehicle.
Gosh.
Puppy, not a puppy. It was like one of those small
dogs.
You
say she was an older woman?
She was like in her early 60s.
Oh, wow.
Trying to look younger, you can
okay.
tell. You know, she had the expensive handbag, but I got very close.
So she pulled up, where did she pull up?
Valet, right in front of the restaurant.
Okay.
But she was alone with the dog.
Gosh.
And this $500,000 car.
Amazing.
With the top up.
And did she go into the restaurant?
Yeah.
Wow.
She must have been meeting friends, but my thing is, I couldn't figure that woman driving that car.
Hmm.
You know as well as I do, we see a lot of younger people.
Yeah, it's a unique
it's $500,000.
Demographic of the owner of the convertible Phantom. I mean, when you've got a car that's $500,000, I think the estimated net worth of anybody owning that is $20 million.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, she didn't fit into the demographic, so, I mean, did she get that in the divorce? Or, I mean,
And you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, more men drive. I mean, if you're driving that car, you want to like show it off. You want the top down. Yeah. You want some music cranking.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyhow, beautiful cars. Like I said, she pulled up. The Californian was there. Bentley was there, and the new Ferrari. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. The Lamborghini, yeah. Which I can't recall the name. We saw that when we were up in Vancouver mm-hmm. for the Rally for Kids.
Wow.
Which, by the way, I'm sorry, we're not going back this year.
Yeah. Well, that's I guess you could only do an event so many times.
5 years.
We've done it 5 years. Yeah. So they've chose to move on. So we wish them the best and see what happens.
You know, on the way back from Newport Beach, we stopped off at a donut place called Afters. Yeah. Have you heard of it?
They is that the one with the ice cream?
Right. Yeah. It's a new twist. You know, it's just like in Westwood, they got Diddy Reese, where it's the cookies and the ice cream. You know, they get Stan's Donuts that has peanut butter and jelly donuts. And, you know, this is, you know, you come across these new, the Cronut. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, you get a new twist. Afters, located in Fountain Valley, of all places.
What's the name of the place?
Afters.
Interesting.
Yeah, right. I don't understand it, what it means or what it's for.
A-F-T-E-R-S?
Yeah. Afters, small place in a pod mall.
Yeah.
Glazed donut. Stuff with ice cream. You go up there, you have a choice of either a plain donut, which is, I don't know how that would, I mean, they're dry, plain, you know, like just a regular plain donut,
yep.
Or the glazed donut, big glazed donut. They slice it open in half, mm-hmm. and you choose your ice cream. Interesting flavors, too. Vietnamese coffee, cereal and milk, which tastes exactly like cereal and milk.
Wow.
Yeah. Strawberry crunch. We had the, and I'm glad we went with the standard, it was Madagascar vanilla with the glazed donut. $5, the three of us barely were able to finish it,
mm-hmm.
but 20 minutes we waited in line. $5, and absolutely fantastic. Better than the Diddy Reese, better than the cookies and the ice cream. The donut with the ice cream, and the ice cream is like hard, so you don't have to worry about it melting and being
good.
Too
I like
easy.
A hard ice cream.
Yeah, so it's not like you know, you take a bite out of it and you can't even, it's not oozing and melting. Eventually, well, I mean, it was a hot day, but still, it was. Yeah,
sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, let's do a quick shout out to our sponsor, right? Ranch-Organics.com. Or SteamboatSoapCompany.com for being our sponsor for this afternoon's show. I mean, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here right now. So please go to their website, ranch-organics.com or SteamboatSoapCompany.com, and review their inventory, their items they've got for sale, and go ahead and buy something. Treat yourself to some lip balms, some potions, lotions, and you can also get it in what you call it. What's the name of that store?
Anthropology.
Nationwide. And if you happen to be in London, there it is.
Where in London?
I know it's in London. Mayfair District.
Oh, but we don't know what store?
Yeah, it's in Anthropology.
No, I thought it was at a different place in London.
No, I thought it's in the Anthropology store in London as well, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So,
are you still using the lip balm? I used it last night, deodorant roll
yeah.
Or roll-on. But
I used it last night. It was
love
wonderful.
The name, Steamboat Soap Company.
Yep.
Steamboat Springs. Probably going to be getting cold up there pretty soon.
I would think so, right?
You know, they have like such a long winter, and the summer is like very, very short.
Short, yeah.
I mean, we're a month away from October.
You know what, though? It's still warm here in October.
Yeah.
We've got very warm weather out here in L.A. in October.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. All right, cooling off everywhere but here, I guess, right?
Did you see The Strain this weekend?
Yeah, I liked it. I just didn't like the whole one episode was stuck in the gas station. But it was good. I mean, it's really interesting. I like how Rick Baker got it, you know? He was almost out of there.
So I guess he must do the
makeup.
Great. And he just said, hey, I want to be in there.
Yeah, great. Great.
For
an average guy, you know, in layman, is not going to know that's Rick Baker, who he is, what he's done. I think he's got 5 or 6 Oscars, maybe even more.
I think he probably is more. He's the makeup guy of the makeup guys.
Yeah, he does the Planet of the Apes movies, King Kong.
Anything
ape-related or... but you know what? I'm surprised they didn't get him for Walking Dead, you know?
Maybe Walking Dead couldn't afford him.
Could be.
Yeah,
because he's the cream of the crop. He's the best.
Because you gotta wonder. Either that or he had too many other things going on. He couldn't be committed to a whole season show.
I was reading my Entertainment Weekly magazine yesterday. It had a thing about the new season of Dead, which starts October 15, I believe. The first episode's really supposed to be epic. So,
like gory wise,
yeah, that too. And they're saying that
I forgot how last season ended.
Yeah, they were putting that trailer or something where they went to that new land.
That's right.
And it said basically kids could watch the show in the past, but this may be a season that you don't want to have the kids watching with you. So you know, this is going to be one gory episode.
Speaking of, I don't even remember how last season ended. What you refresh my memory right now. The new season of Hell in Wheels started about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I like it a lot. Yeah. I totally forgot how last season ended. What's his name? Was that the
Mormons?
Yeah. Do you remember how last season ended?
Yeah. Common was attacked by the bear. Oh. And then this guy, and then Bohannon made it to the Mormons. That's how it ended.
Oh, so okay. I totally forgot. Common, by the way, we met him at Sundance a couple years ago.
And Common returns in next week's episode.
We met him also at the BET Awards.
Yeah. We walked in. He walked in. And walked out of the gifting suite.
One of our clients wanted to took a selfie of him that pissed him off. Remember?
I think he did. Yeah, because he didn't. He got gifted from the client, and then he moved on.
Very friendly in Sundance.
Yeah.
And again, I guess he didn't want, just like Neil Patrick Harris at one of our other events, did not want to be touched. Mm. But that's right. I totally forgot he got attacked by the bear.
He'll be in next week's episode. He returns. Yeah.
So I guess he survived the bear attack.
Mm-hmm.
How that he had the big old Bowie knife. How's he going to take? Was it a grizzly bear?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess it wasn't a black bear.
Yeah, that'd be a grizzly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a black bear and it wasn't a brown bear.
Yeah, so I forget how some of these. I've already forgotten how Mad Men ended. I know we're in halfway. The season is halfway. Right. We had. Oh, the last episode, didn't Robert Morris die?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did.
Okay. So they give us 6 or 7 episodes that tease us after being gone a year.
Yeah.
And then.
They come back with a finale next year sometime now.
January or February?
Serious finale. I think it's going to end like in 1970.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, we're already in 69 or 68.
Yeah, actually, so maybe in 70, maybe even later than 70, right?
Damn.
Yeah.
And it started at 60, right?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a whole decade then. A decade, right. And a lot of changes.
Fantastic.
Great show. Great show. It's going to be missed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but hey, I want to do a quick shout out to some of these brands that are going to be up there in Edmonton with us next week.
Please do.
This is a great event, and we've got Sun 7 Designs. Now, this is a company, ladies and gentlemen, that makes buddies blankets for kids, toddlers, babies, and so forth. But these are luxury buddies, luxury blankets for the kids.
High end premium stuff.
Yeah. So we welcome them, and you know, I don't know about you, but I love a good cupcake, and I think everybody that comes into a gifting suite. Is the same thing.
Yeah.
Swirl Cupcakes, based in Edmonton, is going to be providing their gourmet cupcakes, thick and rich in frosting.
Yummy.
And I got to tell you, I got to have a good frosting if I'm going to have a good cupcake.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Cheeky Gopher, which is going to be there. So we got to welcome
Cheeky Gopher,
Berry Berry, Life Portraits, Coors, John Deere, Dixie Clothing.
You know, Mark Coors is going to be participating, but I thought for sure they'd be bringing some of their suds. No beer, not pouring at all.
Dang, right. Park Lane Jewelry. I mean, if you were in Canada, you know Park Lane Jewelry.
You bet.
So Pink Notions is going to be there, ladies and gentlemen. And The Power of Style by Jackie Hickson. That in itself is something that I want to see. What is The Power of Style all about?
I have no idea what she's gifting, Mark.
Yeah.
Is she gifting like a consultation thing? Is she gifting some therapy?
We're going to find out next weekend now, aren't we, kids?
What's it called again?
The Power of Style.
Is she listening right now? Jackie, if you're listening, please help us out.
Yeah. Tommy Gun is going to be there.
Wow.
Tommy Gun is men's toiletry items, men's potions, lotions, and so forth, correct?
They gave a real nice travel bag last year.
Yeah.
You know, when you travel, you put all your stuff in
there. This just came on board, too. Smitty's Bloody Mary Mix. I mean, if you're in Edmonton, these guys make it through the cold winter with Smitty's Bloody Mary Mix. So,
was it a
aboard.
Caesar Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
Okay, Caesar. Yeah. Caesar. We were drinking those in first class coming back from Toronto last year. And I forgot, what's the difference between a Caesar and there's a difference
yeah,
between
you're right.
Caesar.
I think that's just the name of it. If they're in Canada, they're called Caesar's Bloody Mary.
Is that it?
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Okay, I'll have to research that.
The Love Boutique is going to be there, kids.
Hell yes, they are.
Automatic Bliss Candles. Now, you know as well as I know that any successful gifting suite is going to have candles.
You betcha.
So we got candles there, and we've got Automatic Bliss Candles. Hey, so Marlene will be seeing you this weekend.
Think we'll be permitted to? Is there going to be a fire hazard if we light
some
of those
candles?
Probably
not. Didn't we light some last year? Or recently, someplace.
Always sets a real good mood, brother.
Mug-a-Bug is going to be there, kids. Mug-a-Bug. And also, Confetti Sweets will be bringing by their homemade
cookies, right?
Cookies.
And confettis and confections.
Yeah.
Hey, did you mention John Deere? Because they're going to be in the lounge too, right?
Yeah, they're the sponsor. Excuse me.
Hey, water, buddy. Hats, hoodies. I got to get myself a hoodie. I like the hats too, the John Deere hats. You know, don't need any more. That's the Country Girl brand, right? Country Girl, Country Boy.
What about them? They're not going to be there. Let's not promote the brands. They're not going to be in the gifting suite.
Sorry about that.
We've got John Deere, which is their competition.
Get myself one of those damn hoodies.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Well, one thing we forgot to talk about. We are on Storage Wars tonight.
Holy crap.
8:30 p.m. tonight on the ANE Network.
Oysters on the Half Shell, one of our favorite episodes.
One of our favorites. So if you haven't seen us on Storage Wars in a while, you're in for a treat.
Well, we were just on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, all right. Well, if you didn't see us last week,
hey, somebody in Canada just saw us over the weekend, so I guess we're on there.
Like I Love Lucy. Yeah. They're running us around the clock over there in the Great White North, so keep watching.
Oysters on the Half Shell, Mark. That's one of your favorite
oysters
ones,
Oysters on the Half Shell, right?
Yeah, that's one of your favorite ones.
So it's on tonight at 8:30 on the ANE Network.
I like Total Wine Domination.
My favorite is the Kook, the Chief, the Kid, right?
That was that our debut?
That was our debut as Bitters. Not debut.
Appraisers. We were appraisers. Oh, Bitters?
Bitters, yeah.
Oh,
okay. Appraisers was the May the Vaults Be With You.
Ah.
Yeah.
Which I haven't seen that one in a while.
That one is almost never on.
I think I hope I have that on TiVo. Do you have them all on TiVo?
I think I do. But that is a good one. But that's our debut as Appraisers.
Mm.
But the Kook, the Chief, and the Kid is our first episode as Buyers.
I was looking through some old emails over the weekend and came across when somebody a couple months ago reached out to us about a poster. He had a Star Wars poster. He wanted us to assess the value.
Did we?
I don't know. I don't think we did. We probably just said, sorry about that. Look it up on eBay or look it up, Google it. But that's not our forte, Mark.
No.
You know?
It isn't.
We are not appraisers. We were on the show as Uniquities, looking for that special Hollywood item or that special niche item, but that was our goal.
Yep. Again, for the people who haven't seen us in a while, you go there and watch us tonight at 8:30. Also, our show, which is running 24/7, 365 on FirstRun.tv network, The Harris Brothers Wonderful World of Wow. You can watch this show 24/7. 365, any day, any time, your laptop,
anywhere,
your desktop, your mobile device, your Android, your Samsung,
tablet.
Your tablet. As long as you got one of these instruments, you can tune in to firstrun.tv. Go to the Harris Brothers World of Wow. Hit it. It's a great 25-minute episode. It's our first episode for the network, and we're hoping of many more to follow.
More to come soon, right?
So firstrun.tv. It's a great network, and this is the way of the future, kids. I mean, you've got Amazon, you got Netflix, you got YouTube, you got Hulu.
I think Yahoo's got something too.
Yeah, Amazon's got something new coming in now. So, I mean, internet TV viewing on your mobile device around the clock is something that I got to say I think is going to be the next thing. You know, Netflix is cleaning up with all these Emmy nominations. I think next year we're going to be seeing the Hulus, the Amazons, the First Run TVs getting nominations for their content. So,
Right. So, House of Cards and Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, I think they were.
What does Amazon have?
Something just started a couple weeks ago. Recently, a few new episodes. So I don't really know. But there was an article in the LA Times last weekend about the stuff they've got. So I haven't had a chance to read
it. And how do you see that? You go to Amazon.com and you have the option to watch that?
I think so, yeah. Just like you go to Netflix.com to watch the stuff right there.
You got to pay for that, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what about like the Amazon Yahoo? Are those. I mean, even with Hulu, I mean, you could see certain things for free, but there's like a monthly subscription too.
I don't know.
I think it's $9.99. It's just like Netflix, but there's certain things are free. Well, maybe it's the same with Amazon right now. Certain things are free.
Could be. Hulu's free, you know.
Certain things, but
yeah, Hulu's free.
Yeah.
You know, one of these new kids in the block, I think. What was the guy's name? Danny. He's got something on the Yahoo channel.
Oh, how about, what are your thoughts of speaking to him?
I think it's outrageous. How do you not go to your brother's wedding?
It's his. Donnie Wahlberg just got married to Jenny McCarthy.
Boy, what a pair that is. How'd that happen?
In New York, right? Or
no,
Boston?
It was the Ritz-Carlton in Chicago.
Oh, that's right, Chicago. Yeah. And
Mark Wahlberg, yeah.
Didn't attend because it was his daughter's birthday.
Bring the daughter.
Yeah. I think she was only 11. It's not like she was 18 or 21 or something.
Or she's not 5.
Right.
You're 11. You're borderline grown
up.
So
what do you figure? My wife thinks that he's got a beef with Jenny.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Or she's got a beef with somebody.
Yeah, because that's and the fact that it's even on Entertainment Tonight that he didn't make it, who cares? I mean, we're talking about it now. I mean, I'm kind of surprised, but is it worthy of putting that out there in the ticker? Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, I think so. I mean, that's you got to wonder, why didn't he go to your brother's wedding?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the only reason I would figure he couldn't is because of filming, but it was the birthday.
You know, filming, you've got private jets. Wherever you're
filming. No, I mean, I'm just saying if he was like in the heart of filming something, maybe in Budapest or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if he's in Europe. Yeah.
It's almost insulting.
Yeah. All right, well, I just want to make sure that everybody has our information. If you could watch us, listen to us, follow us, facebook.com/wildcreations. You can like us. Be a friend. You know, we are always looking for more and more friends on Facebook. Or go to Twitter, twitter.com/wildhollywood. We're big on tweeting. We're tweeting all the time, big on the social media.
And
LinkedIn, linkedin.com/wildhollywood. I mean, we've got to follow LinkedIn. We've got about 2,200 followers now on LinkedIn. So
is that right?
And believe it or not, go to myspace.com/wildcreations. We are there. I mean, we are there.
Goddamn right we are.
Flickr, right? We are on Flickr. Or go to our website at wildcreationsmedia.com. You see the events we're doing, where we're going, what we're doing, pictures from around the clock. I mean, everything that we've got in here, the celebrity content, the our images, they're right there, right? Or if you want to send us an email, go to wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com, right?
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Or wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. So
get out there, view it.
Plenty of ways
send
to
us
follow
an email,
us and see
listen
what's going
to us.
On.
We'll be back here next Tuesday. That's right. We're out of town until Monday.
So we will be here on Tuesday.
We will be back here next Tuesday.
LATalkRadio.com, the Harris Brothers, the Tastemakers. I think it's Channel 2, right?
You know, beats the heck out of me. Every time I tune in there, I'm always confused. You know, eventually.
Well, there are two channels. There's
one
channel
or two.
One and there's channel two. Each show's got a bunch of.
Yeah, you got a 50-50 chance, just like you and I. When somebody meets us, they don't know who we are. They got a 50-50 chance. You're either Matt or you're Mark.
So, our listeners in Canada, if you see us next week from Thursday through Monday, we are in downtown Edmonton. We're going to be all over the place.
Where are we going to be at again?
We're going to be at the Shaw Center. We're going to be at the Eskimo game. We're going to be at the Westin.
We're
going to go to the Sherlock Holmes pub for a pint.
Oh, yeah.
We're all over the place. We're going to be at the Fairmont smoking a cigar.
Yeah, we're going to be there this Friday, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that place is going to be cranking.
So we're all over the place, so until next week, stay out of trouble.
Have fun.
Have some fun. So
be safe.
Signing off, the Tastemakers, goodbye.
Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Got these socks at the Marcus for $4.